Welcome to AM Best Audio.
The auto insurance industry continues to navigate elevated claims volume and rising collision severity, as highlighted in Verisk's 2024 Claims Search Trends Report and the 2025 Personal Auto Executive Insights Report. With over 30 million claims filed in 2024 and a staggering 60% increase in collision severity since 2020, insurers are under growing pressure to manage costs while maintaining accuracy and efficiency in subrogation. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Shane Reedman, President of Anti-Fraud Analytics at Verisk. Shane, so glad you could join us today.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So, Shane, what is Verisk seeing in the way of claims from a volume standpoint?
Well, thanks for asking. ClaimSearch really sits at the center of the P&C claims industry. And from our perspective, we can monitor and observe claim activity across the all lines of business and across the entire United States. And we're seeing some interesting things and some interesting developments. 2024 showed for homeowners claims, for example, showed the highest level of claim volume in the last 6 years. We got to more than 5.3 million homeowners claims. It's up 1% from 2023, but we continue to see increased volume in homeowners claims. Some of the reasons for that, one of the biggest reasons is really obvious, probably weather events. Commercial auto is another area where we're seeing an increase in claim volume. From 2020, we are observing a 44% increase in commercial auto. So we're up to 1.8 million claims. Rationale here, the background, probably more commercial vehicles on the road due to deliveries. We see quite a few more last mile delivery services popping up, and we think that there's just a lot more commercial activity than there was in 2020. Not much change in claim volumes for workers' compensation or general liability or even for commercial property. But where we're really seeing some interesting volume trends is in personal auto. And personal auto claims are actually on the decline. We saw a high in 2022 of something like 31 million claims, but they're definitely on the decline, as you will notice from our Claim Search Trends report. Some of the reasons for this are probably fewer people are commuting. For example, Verisk has a flexible work schedule, and I think a lot of other employers do as well. And another reason for the decrease in personal auto claims can be attributed probably to safer vehicles. The car that I drive has automatic braking. So if I take my eyes off the road and I get too close to the car in front of me, the car just brakes on its own. And these sorts of safety features are leading to a decline in personal auto. So homeowners and commercial auto, we're seeing a steady increase, pretty much flat for work comp, GL, and commercial property. Personal auto claims are on the decline.
Now, from your vantage point, Shane, how are supply chain disruptions, rising labor costs, and increasingly complex vehicles contributing to rising repair and replacement expenses?
Oh, yeah. So our 2025 Personal Auto Executive Insights report shows that personal auto collision severity increased by 60% from 2020 to 2024. 60% in 4 years. That is a huge increase in the cost of repairs and also medical treatment related to those collisions. So from our vantage point, there's obvious disruptions in the supply chain. And added to that is some uncertainty around tariffs. There are very few cars on the road that are made entirely from parts sourced in just one country. Again, back to the car that I drive, an electric car, it's a twin motor car. The motor that's in the back was built in the Nordic countries of Europe, and the motor that's in the front was sourced from China. So even an electric car with two motors, there is a possibility that these parts came from different parts of the world, and that uncertainty around tariffs has definitely created some restriction in the supply chain. There's also cost inflation due to labor, parts, and materials. So labor availability and uncertainty is really driving up prices. So for example, the average repair cost in 2012 was $2,400 for a vehicle, average repair. Average repair in 2024, $4,500. So we're seeing the actual costs of repair going up. Some of the factors here contributing to that, besides supply chain and inflation, are just the complexity of the cars, like you mentioned. EV vehicles, 35% more expensive to repair. So the electric car that I've got is going to cost 35% more to repair if it crashes versus the internal combustion engine car that my neighbor has. And then we're also seeing, due to the complexity of the way cars are built, they're more and more complex construction of the motor vehicles, that we're seeing an increase in vehicle supplements from the body shops. So our data and what we are observing in the industry is that more than 65% of claims have a supplement, which is makes it really difficult for an insurance company to manage the repair and manage the costs, especially when those supplements account for a significant portion of the repair cost, in some cases more than one-fifth of the cost of the repair. So even though we're seeing crashes are down, claim volume is down for personal auto, even though we're seeing a reduction, the actual cost and severity is much, much more. So, it's really interesting observations that we're seeing in the industry.
How do these uncertain pricing dynamics put added pressure on insurers to have clarity on adverse vehicle coverage at the start of the claims process?
Yeah, so that's an important factor to help sort of protect the expense and to recover some of these increased costs. So every insurance claims organization should be thinking about speed and accuracy. So how do you get to speed and accuracy? Analytics, strategic partnerships, even improving customer service can help with speed and accuracy. But one of the areas that can give an insurance carrier, their claims organization, an advantage is knowing really early in the claim, like at FNOL, who insures the adverse at-fault vehicle. And not only who insures that vehicle, but what coverages are available. Knowing those data points very early in the claim are key ingredients to improving speed and accuracy. They help jumpstart the subrogation process. It creates a more data-driven subrogation process. We're also seeing insurers apply more predictive analytics and AI monitoring of their claim files, looking for missed subrogation opportunities or missed recovery opportunities. So really, getting at the fundamental desire for speed and accuracy, having those adverse vehicle coverage data points early and often can speed up recovery and ultimately help an insurer protect its bottom line and reduce expense.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Shane, can you explain how subrogation strategies are evolving in response to these market challenges?
Yeah. So again, carriers are looking for real-time and accurate information that they can use to initiate those subrogation activities early and quickly, sometimes even before they know the full extent of the damages. So initiating that subrogation and recovery activity faster and knowing with precision who it is that you're looking to subrogate against and recover from gives a carrier a competitive advantage. We see more times than we care to admit, and more times than we'd like to see, carriers overlooking the recovery opportunities, missing a recovery opportunity, or under recovering, so not recovering the full amount that they're owed because they don't have a clear understanding of the adverse vehicle coverages and what's available to them. So, you know, one of the side effects also to more accurate recovery information is being able to reserve more accurately. So carriers are also improving the reserve accuracy by knowing early on what their recovery opportunities are against an adverse vehicle. Another benefit to an insurance company is being able to recognize UIM exposure much, much sooner in the process. So by knowing if the adverse vehicle has sufficient coverage to pay for the damages, you'll know quicker if you need to open a UIM claim. So Verisk actually has a product that helps with this called Claims Coverage Identifier that we released just in the last year and a half. It really does play a key role in providing that that instant visibility to adverse vehicle coverages at first notice of loss so that you can start that recovery process much, much sooner.
So as claims complexity increases, Shane, what steps can insurers take to ensure early clarity around coverage and accelerate decision-making at critical points?
So I mentioned advanced analytics that are focused on missed opportunities for subrogation and recovery. That's key. Having a data-driven recovery strategy or data-driven subrogation strategy is also key. In applying accurate adverse vehicle coverage information at the first notice of loss, accelerating the steps into recovery, in other words, starting recovery sooner and faster, those are all things that insurers need to be thinking about. A couple of other things that we are seeing on the horizon, and that carriers should be on the lookout for, some super interesting actually innovations coming out of Verisk, are a service where we are able to locate and obtain video evidence automatically and in real time of car crashes. That's another game changer. Being able to know with a high degree of certainty who's liable for the crash will definitely help with speeding up that subrogation and recovery process. So one of the innovations to be on the lookout for is our claims video capture service that we'll be releasing in the next few months.
So what do you see down the road over the next couple of years, Shane?
Well, I get asked this quite a bit, and I'd love to be able to say I can see into the future. I'll do my best. The one thing I'll say is that insurers need to be embracing AI, but they should be doing this in a smart and measured way. So in other words, don't enter the AI field just for the sake of saying that you have AI products and services, but enter the AI field to solve identifiable problems. And insurers, in the next 12 to 24 months, I think we're going to be seeing more investment in modernization of claims and policy systems. Insurers are recognizing that the data that they have is an asset, and they need to be taking steps to integrate and leverage their policy and claims data to improve the value of that asset. We're going to see improved workflows that support real-time decision-making that's leveraging that data as an asset. And we should be also see reduction in manual steps that claims professionals are taking. For example, incorporating adverse vehicle coverage data at first notice of loss to jumpstart subrogation, that reduces a whole bunch of manual steps that would be typically falling to an adjuster. So, hopefully these are a positive changes and improvements for the industry, but only time will tell.
We'll have to wait and see. Shane, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thanks for having me. It was really fun.
That was Shane Reedman, president of anti-fraud analytics at Verisk. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.